Okay.
Safati appeal. Okay.
Remember, this is what the situation is. In the first half of the book, Rumi explained what the problem is. And the problem is the duality in us. There is this animal logic or brain and understanding, and there is the other part, which we don't know really, we'll talk about. But there are these two, and they are opposite each other. And having two different people inside, you're confused. The situation, the solution is outside. Because we are all in a bigger system, Caliph will do it. That was the general idea, right? We are starting the second half. The first point you should learn is this. Yes, listen.
Concerning the qualities of the peer and obedience to him. O splendor of Haq Husamuddin, take one or two sheets of paper and add in description of the peer. Although your slender body has no strength, yet without the sun we have no light. Although you have become the lighted wick and the glass, yet you are the heart's leader. You are the end of the thread. Inasmuch as the end of the thread is in your hand and will, the beads on the heart's necklace are from your bounty. Write down what appertains to the peer who knows the way. Choose the peer and regard him as the essence of the way. The peer is summer, and people are the autumn month. People are like night, and the peer is the moon. I have bestowed on young fortune the name of peer, because he is old by the truth, not old by time. So old is he that he has no beginning. There is no rival to such a unique pearl. Verily, old wine grows more potent. Verily, old gold is more highly prized. Choose a peer, for without a peer, this journey is exceedingly full of woe and affright and danger. Without an escort, you are bewildered on a road you have traveled many times. Do not, then, travel alone on a way that you have not seen at all. Do not turn your head away from the guide. Fool, if his shadow be not over you, then the cry of the ghoul will keep you with your head in a whirl. The ghoul will, from the way, cast you into destruction. There have been many in this way, many craftier than you. Hear from the Quran, the perdition of wayfarers, what the evil-souled Iblis did unto them. He carried them far, a journey of hundreds of thousands of years from the highway, and made them backsliders and naked. Behold their bones and their hair. Take warning and drive not your ass towards them. Seize the neck of your ass and lead him towards the way, towards the good keepers and knowers of the way. Beware, do not let your ass go, and do not remove your hand from him, because his love is for the place where green herbs are plentiful. If you carelessly leave him free for one moment, he will go leagues in the direction of the herbage. The ass is an enemy to the way, madly in love with fodder. Oh, many is the attendant on him that he has brought to ruin. If you know not the way, whatsoever the ass desires, do the contrary thereof. That surely will be the right way. The prophets consult them and then oppose. He that disobeys them will not be ruined. Be not a friend to passion and desire, since it leads you astray from the way of God. Nothing in the world will break this passion like the shadow of fellow travelers.
Okay, you heard it. It was a paragraph. As simple as that. First of all, he showed us, he reaffirmed again that this is another beginning of the second part. He said, okay, now you, Muhammad, who is writing this Masnavi, please bring a blank sheet of paper. Let's start with this old fellow. Although you are a lovely fellow, you're fantastic, but remember, we are talking about another kind of relationship. Therefore, write down about the heart of this peer. First of all, this peer is not old age. It's a good fortune, and it's good like this, it's good like that. Try to find this peer. Remember, there are roads that you have gone so many times, still you get lost. This path that you know nothing of, don't try to go alone. And it's not only that, there are some people here outside, we call them ghoul, we call them ghoul, we call them div, we call them opposite. They are trying to somehow cheat you. It's not only this. Therefore, look at them. Look at a lot of people who messed their life. Therefore, turn around, remember, you are riding this donkey, okay? His body, animal part of you. This donkey loves the green grass only. If you don't know where to go, go the opposite of the request of this donkey. But that's good. Let go of all these temptations of this animal. Don't get stuck to something, because the best thing that could happen to you is the shadow of fellow travelers. That was it, right? Did I put it all down like this? This is the way I like it to be translated. I think if somebody will do this, that will be a useful stuff for the people who want to learn. That's why I suggested to that translator if he does this, because like this, you hear it. It doesn't need rhyme and thing like that. So, first paragraph, he talked about what the necessity of you coming out, and I know you don't want to come out. Why? Let's hear it in the second paragraph. Before going to the second paragraph, listen to this as Rumi said it in Farsi. ای ضیاءُ الحق حسام الدین بگیر یک دو کاغذ بر قضا در وسط. گرچه جسم نازکت را زور نیست لیک گفت بی خورشید ما را نور نیست گرچه مصباح و زجاجه گشته ای لیک سرخیل دلی سررشته ای چون سررشته به دست کام توست دوره های عقل دل زنعام توست برنویس احوال پیر را دن پیر را بگذین و این را پیر تابستان خلقان تیر ما خلق مانند شبند و پیر ما کردم وقت جوان را نام پیر کوز حق پیر است نز ایام پیر او چنین پیریست کش آغاز نیست با چنین دره یتیمم باز نیست خود قلیتر می شود خمر کهن خاصه آن خمری که باشد من لدن پیر را بگذین که بی پیر این سفر هست بس پر آفت و خوف و خطر آن رایی که بارات و رفته ای بی غلاوز اندران آشفته ای پس رایی را که ندیدستی تو هیچ این مرو تناظر اول سر مپیچ گر نباشد سایه او بر تو گول پس تو را سرگشته دارد بانگ گول گولت از ره افکند اندر گزند از تو داهی تر در این ره بس بودند از نوبی بشنون زلال ره روان که چشان کردن به ریس بد روان صد هزاران سال راه از جاده دور بردشان و کردشان ادبار و گول استخوانهاشان ببین و مویشان عبرتی گیر و مران خرس سویشان گردن خلیکی رو سوی راه کش
سوی روانام و رهداران خوشهین مهل خرا و دست از بی مدار رنگ عشق او سوی سبززار گر یکی دم تو به غفلت واقلیج او رود فرسنگ ها سوی هشیش دشمن راه از خر مست علف ای بسا خر بنده که از این شد تلف گر نداری راه هر آنچه خر بخواست عکس آن کن خود بود آن را به راست شاوروهن نه پس آنگه خالفو این من لم یعصحن نه تعرفو با هوا و آرزو کم باش دوست چون یغلک عن سبیل الله اوست این هوا را نشکند اندر جهان هیچ چیزی همچه سایه همراه. Same stuff, really in English, in Farsi, and in poetic language. A lovely piece for the beginning of the real teaching. First part, to me, was diagnosis. What's wrong with us? Now, what can you do? First thing is coming out. Is it easy? The first difficulty, you. That lady in you. The logic in you doesn't want to come out because down there she has everything. Coming out will be one of many. Let's hear it. Second paragraph. Here is the paragraph that he will insist, listen carefully, he will insist of necessity of what he said. He said, you have to find a teacher. You have to find a master. Because if you don't accept, you believe you're a master, good, you're lost, period. Nobody can help you. You have to accept that. You have to believe in a master. That was the first one, right? In the second one, he starts that, listen, if you are the best of the best even, you have to come out. And this coming out is about patience. Because when you come out, you cannot run. You could wait to be told to walk or to run. And this is something that you don't like. Therefore, you think you could do it better. It's not that way. This is what he's going to say. Let's hear it.
How the Prophet, on whom be peace, enjoined Ali, may God make his person honored, saying, when everyone seeks to draw nigh to God by means of some kind of devotional act, do thou seek the favor of God by associating with his wise and chosen servant, that thou mayest be the first of all to arrive. The Prophet said to Ali, O Ali, thou art the Lion of God. Thou art a courageous knight, but do not even rely upon thy lion-heartedness. Come into the shade of the palm tree of hope. Come into the shade of the sage whom no conveyor can carry off from the way. His shadow on the earth is like Mount Kaf. His spirit is the simurgh that circles exceedingly high. If I should tell of his qualities until the resurrection, do not seek any conclusion and end to them. The sun has veiled himself in man. Apprehend, and God knows best what is right. O Ali, above all devotional acts in the way, do thou choose the shadow of the chosen favorite of God. Everyone took refuge in some act of devotion and discovered for themselves some means of deliverance. Go thou, take refuge in the shadow of the sage, that thou mayest escape from the enemy that opposes in secret. Of all acts of devotion, this is the best for thee. Thou wilt gain precedence over everyone that is outstripped. When the peer has accepted thee, take heed, surrender thyself. Go like Moses, under the authority of Hazar. Bear patiently what is done by Hazar
who is without hypocrisy, in order that Hazar may not say,